Okay, b'siyata d'ishmaya, we're learning on the parasha, parashat ha-shavua, parashat Nas'o, in Sefer Bamidbar. We're going to learn a little bit. In this week's parasha, we have the idea of Birkat Kohanim, the blessings that the coins are used to give to the nation of Israel. Hashem blesses the nation of Israel through the Kohanim, through our high priest. And the Pasuk says, Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, Hashem spoke to Moshe to say, Daber la'aron ve'el banav, speak to Aaron and his children. Le'emor le'em, kot tevarechu et bnei Yisrael, amor le'em. Say to them, this is how you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to the children of Israel, Yivarechecha Adonai v'shmerecha, Hashem shall bless you and watch over you, guard you. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha v'choneka, Hashem will shine his countenance upon you and be gracious to you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Hashem will, so to say, raise his countenance, raise his face, raise his revelation, put it on you, and will place peace upon you. Samuch mi al b'nei Yisrael v'ani varechem. Put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them, says Hashem. So yes, we call this Birkat Kohanim, the blessing of the coins. But really, it's Hashem blessing the nation of Israel through Aaron and his children. Small little inyan that came to me a few years ago. It was when I first got married. My wife, we were in Jerusalem, we went to a Sheva Brachot of a couple that they were a Latino couple, Spanish-speaking couple. They got engaged, and I said something at the fort. It came to me this, and it's probably around this week's parasha, that's probably where it came. But if you look here, it says also in Halacha that a Kohen is not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim if he hates someone in the crowd. Kohanim represent love, and if there's hatred in them, they're not allowed to go up and give a bracha. Because it has to come from a place of love. Where do we see a hint of this inside? It says, Daber la'aron ve'el banav, speak to Aaron and his children, le'emor, to say, meaning Moshe, Hashem says, Moshe, speak to Aaron and his children, and tell them to say, Ko tevarechu et bnei Yisrael, this is how you shall bless the children of Israel, amor le'em, say to them, what's amor? Amor in Spanish is love. Meaning this blessing has to come out of a place of amor, a place of love. That's how you have to say it. Some little chidush I got as a Spanish speaker, understander of Spanish and Portuguese. There you go. Without Hashem, let's see what Rabbi Natan has to say about these psukim. Yivarechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. It's explained in the Likutei Moran, in the second book, in the fourth teaching, that by way of tzedakah, you can merit to get to ratzon. Giving charity, doing tzedakah, can lead a person to a better will, to a higher will. Al yedei zeh, ein tzrichim la'asot shum esek ve'uvda klal b'shvil parnasa. If you get to that level, to a ratzon, by way of your tzedakah, you don't have to do any work in order to receive your parnasa in this world. Ki nitkayim ve'amdu zarim ve'ra'u tzonechem. Foreign people will come and shepherd your flock, meaning they'll take care of your work for you. Have other people that are not, you'll be free to do what you need to do, and others will come do your jobs for you. Atem v'atem kohanei Hashem tikra'eu kohanei Hashem daika. You, the nation of Israel, when you get to that level, you will be like the kohanim of Hashem. The kohanim of Hashem, kohen Hashem. Why kohen specifically? Why like a kohen? Kohen is the aspect of chesed. Shelo yitzterchu la'asot shum esek b'shvil parnasa. You won't have to do any job in order to get parnasa. With all of your money and all of the wealth and all of your sustenance, yenim shach lehem bechazdo, will all come down by the way of the chesed of Hashem. And that's the aspect of a kohen. V'zeo yivarechecha Hashem. What does it mean Hashem will bless you? B'mamon. Can you close the door, please? B'mamon, with money. Shekol ha'mamon yegi... There's a shiur Torah too. Shekol mamon yegi alehem al yedei birkat Hashem levad. That all of the mamon, all of the wealth and sustenance will come to them only by way of birkat Hashem, the blessing of Hashem. בלי שום עובדה ועסקי מסענו מתנו מלאכה, without any work, without any job, without having to do wealth exchanges and talking to people about business and lawyers' contracts and all this nonsense, you won't need to do it. Your parnasa, your sustenance, everything you need in life will just come down from the chesed of Hashem. That's what it says in Mishle, Birkat Hashem, Hitashir. Velo Yosif Etzev Ima. The blessing of Hashem will make you rich. It's the blessing of Hashem that makes a person rich. Not all of the work they do and not all the effort that they put in. It's the blessing of Hashem. We see tons of people in the world that they work all the time and they don't have money. And we see people that lift up their finger two times, make three phone calls, and everything's taken care of. What makes a person rich? What takes care of all the problems? The blessing of Hashem. Velo yosif etzev ima. And don't add any more sadness with it. What's the sadness? The sadness could only ever be being detached from Torah. Meaning you have time to spend in Avodat Hashem. And now you have to step away from that in order to work and to waste your time in business and all these other things. Birkat Hashem itashir. Shlomo HaMelech says, the blessing of Hashem will make you rich. And you won't have to add any sadness with it. What does it mean you won't have to add sadness with it? You won't have to work. The blessing and the riches will just come from Hashem. Because working comes from this aspect of Beitzavon Tochalina. Why do we have to work in order to eat? Because that was from one of the curses of Adam and Eve. In the land, one of those 39 curses in the beginning of creation was Beitzavon Tochalina. With depression, with hardness, with bitterness, you will eat. Meaning it's by the sweat of your brow that you have to put in work in this world. You have to go through hard things just to get food on your table. Bezeat apecha tochal lechem. By way of the sweat on your brow, you will eat bread. Meaning in order just to get sustenance, you have to go through stuff in life. That's the opposite of how it should be. That was an outcome of the curse of the snake and Adam and Eve in the ground. How should it be? That Hashem just provides the sustenance like it was before we ate from that fruit, before Adam slipped up. All of the shefa, all of the parnasa will be brought down by way of the blessing of Hashem. Right? That's Ivarechecha Hashem. Hashem will bless you. Meaning all your blessing will come from Hashem. And then it continues and says, V'yishmerecha. And He'll guard you. Guard you from what? Min ha-mizikin. From the damaging forces. Shem b'chinot ha-chayot ha-ra'ot. Mevorim sham b'torah. These are all of the bad animals, the wild animals that could come against a person. These are the different damaging forces that we have in the world that are trying to blemish the Jews' will to do the right thing. What was the blemish of Adam? That he blemished emunat haratzon, the belief that I have and the will that I have to do the right thing by Hashem, to make my will Hashem's will. That's what eating the tree mainly blemished, was the emunah that he had. What's the outcome of having a lack of emunah? That you feel now that you have to work harder and harder and you get more consumed by the way of this world. You have to work and you have to do this and it all depends on how much parnasah you're going to bring home. That is an outcome of thinking that came only because of the sin. And therefore, דרכם כסל למנו של חיות רעות של חכמי הטבע שצועקים מאוד להרבות בעסקים ומלאכות לבטל חס ושם התורה והעבודה כי הם הפך בהפך מאמונת הרצון. The way of the world is the people that are trying to go against Torah values and Torah principles. They tell you you have to work hard, you have to put in effort, and you have to fight, and you have to. Where is that all coming from? From the fact that they live in a place that's the backwards of Emunah. They don't want the Emunah. They go against the Emunah. To believe that Hashem will provide for you without you having to do much, that doesn't align with what nature tells us. All these people that are so focused on nature and the way of this world, they'll tell you all the time, you have to work and you have to put in the money. It's all about how much effort you put in. But we know that's not to be true. In Torah we're told that Ishtadlut is a commandment, but it doesn't affect that outcome at all. So, although a person has to work, there's a boundary and a limit to how much they have to work, because really the blessing comes from Hashem. And the more that you can purify your ratzon, your actual ratzon, what do you really want to be doing? Do you want to be working? If you want to be working, so go ahead and work. That's what you want. But if you want avodat Hashem on a high level, that doesn't mean that you don't have to work. But if it gets to a point where it doesn't align with your work and you really want to go into Torah more and more and more, you have to be able to clarify that ratzon inside of you. What is it that I really want? And to amplify my emunah in that ratzon. How much do I believe in? What is it that I want? Therefore, these people that think the opposite of that, they think in nature, their mind says the opposite. Not to sit back and meditate on Hashem and to think that my blessing will come from Hashem. The opposite. Go out and do a lot and make a lot of business and be busy and you have to be in the office all day long. Nothing will come out of all of that hard work. Al ken mivarchin otanu akohanim. Therefore, the kohanim every day they give us this bracha. Yivarechecha Hashem. Hashem will bless you with what? Mamon, with money. Shamamon vashirut yagi al yedei birkat Hashem. That your money and your wealth and your blessing should come by way of the blessing of Hashem only. Without having to work, without having to do any jobs, without having to lose your mind and go away from Tveikut and Hashem, dealing with business. Then, Vishmerecha, and He shall guard you from all of the negative forces in this world. And the negative forces of this world are all of the people that believe in nature, that nature is a thing separate of Hashem, and that if you don't work in this world, you're going to be screwed, and if you don't do the right thing, you're not going to have money, and they try to tell you all the time, learn Torah less, pray less, you have to work more. All of those people are what's called chayot ra'ot, the wild animals, the bad animals that are coming to attack your emunah. Chachmei ha-teva, the philosophers of nature, people that are stuck in this world. V'zehu b'chinat ya'er Hashem panav elecha. This is when the bracha continues. It says, Hashem shall shine His countenance on you. That's Erat Pnei Hashem. It's the illumination of the countenance of Hashem, the face of Hashem that's shining down on a person that gets pulled down from Yom Tov. Shalosh pa'amim b'shana yireh kol zechurecha et Pnei Hashem elokecha. 3 times a year, every male needs to come to Jerusalem to see the face of Hashem, so to say, the countenance of Hashem, the radiance of the light of Hashem, the blessing of Hashem. And that is mainly, right, and that's it, on 3 times a year, on Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, and Shavuot, 3 times a year we have to come see the face of Hashem in Jerusalem. That light, that is Hashem shall shine His countenance on you that we say in Birkat Kohanim. That's mainly the aspect of Yom Tov, that all the bracha comes down, Yom Shekulo Tov, a day that's completely good. And that is mainly drawn down by way of Tzadikei Emet, the true Tzadikim, and they are able to illuminate the face of Hashem, the countenance of Hashem. Ki Tzadikaya Inun Anpei Shechinta. The tzaddikim are the face of the Shechina, like it's written in the Zohar Kadosh a few different times. Meaning, when I see the revelation of Hashem in the world, what's the place that you could see the highest, right? When we look at a person and we want to talk to them, we talk to their face, we look at their face, right? Because that's the essence of what they are. So if we want a relationship with the Shechina, who's the face of the Shechina? Who's representing the Shechina in this world? That's the tzaddikim. And that's what it says, V'ichuneka. And He shall be gracious to you. What does that mean? Ten lecha chen. Hashem will give you grace. He will give you chen. He will give you this shine, this radiance that comes from a deep place inside of you, that comes out when you go to talk to the bank teller. They look at you with grace on your face and they like you. You go to see a rabbi, he gives you a nice bracha because he sees chen on your face. You go on a date, the girl finds favor in you because, again, you're radiating. You have this light coming out of you that Hashem blessed you with. Vichuneka. Hashem will give you chen. What does that mean? To have chen, that you're able to connect all of the ritzonot, all of the wills of Am Yisrael, to connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, that passed away on ratzon sheve ratzonot, Rava de Ravin, right? Mincha, the end of Shabbat, from Mincha until the end of Shabbat, it's called the will of wills. It's the loftiest, highest point in the year, of the week, that Hashem, so to say, is shining His countenance on all of the people of Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu passed away at that moment. Ki kol chen de kedusha shel Yisrael nimshach mi Moshe shala. All the chen, all the holy grace that we have as Jews is brought down from Moshe Rabbeinu, like it says in the Torah in Shmot, "Ki matzata chen be'enai," you found favor in my eyes, Hashem says to Moshe. Ve'al yedei mitziat chen imshich shalosh esre midot shel rachamim, by way of there being chen, by way of Hashem finding Moshe favorable in his eyes, that allowed Moshe to bring down the 13 attributes of mercy. Vata imna matzati chen be'enecha. Right? Moshe says to Hashem, if now I have found favor in your eyes, hodieni nai derachecha, make it known to me your ways. And then, hodio al yado shalosh esre midot shel rachamim, shem b'chinat leisar tikune dikna. Then Hashem made it known to Moshe by way of the 13 attributes of mercy, which are the 13 rectifications of the beard, which is the aspect of Kedushat Haskenim, the sanctity of the elders, the Kedusha Shu B'chinat Yitgalut HaRatzon, which is a revelation of the divine will, on Shabbat, at Mincha, and all of that light is brought down from that place. And this is what it means when the bracha of the Kohanim, they say, V'chuneka, they shall give you grace. What does it mean, grace? That you'll be able to pull down from the lights of Moshe Rabbeinu, from the lights of Ravin de Ravin, Rava de Ravin, the will of wills of the end of Shabbat, the highest culmination of the whole entire week, that when you walk through your day, you'll have that light on you. You'll have that light radiating for you. And this, then the Pasuk continues, it says, Yisa Hashem panav elecha v'yaslim lecha shalom. Hashem shall shine His countenance on you, and will peace place for you peace, shalom. That's tzedakah. Ani betzedek echazeh fanecha. Me, by way of tzedek, I will see your face, says David in Psalm 17. Ani betzedek, I, with righteousness, with justice, with tzedek, with tzedakah, with giving charity, echazeh fanecha, I will see your face. Marbe tzedakah, marbe shalom. If you increase giving charity and doing the right things, doing good things for other people, you increase peace in the world. Ki ikar ha-tikun al-yedei ribui tzedakah. The main rectification happens by way of increasing tzedakah. Because by way of that, you merit to an illumination of the will of Hashem, which means, so to say, nesi'ut panim, right? Don't forget, Isa Hashem panav elecha, Isa, what's Isa? It's the same thing as the title of our parasha, Naso, right? To elevate, to lift up. That is the pasuk start. The verse, the parasha starts. Vayidaber Adonai Moshe le'emor, Naso et rosh b'nei Gershon. Lift up the head of b'nei Gershon. So this lifting up of the face, meaning the shining of the countenance of Hashem onto us, chinat zaken nasuf fanim. It's like an old person with a lifted face, with a glorified face. You see, you look at an old man, you see a life of wealth on his face. You see the wisdom, you see the experience, you see all the grace coming out. By way of that, you nullify all of the power of the chayot ra'ot, of these evil forces, of these people coming to tell you that it's all about nature, and it's not about the blessing of Hashem. And then when you get rid of chayot ra'ot, you get rid of these bad animals, then you get to shalom, and you get to peace. Because you don't have all these people in your head trying to take you away from what you're meant to be doing. Ki kol zman shenishma kolot ha-ra'im shel chayot ra'ot, shel chachmei ha-teva yesh rogez v'kaas v'machloket. As long as you're listening to these voices of the people called chayot ra'ot, these philosophers of nature, that are trying to take you away in your belief in Hashem, and that all of your money and your blessing comes from Hashem, and not from your actions. Not that you should have stopped acting, not that you don't have to work, but that your mind thinks that nature is providing for you, by way of you acting in a natural way you make your money, and it's not from Hashem. As long as you're listening to that voice, then there's going to be anger and machloket, and the opposite of ratzon and shalom. Because these people are mazike alma, they're the destroyers of the world, they're the destruction of the world, are these people that are coming to remove Hashem from the picture. Aval sheYisrael am kadosh mitgabrim beemunat haRatzon, but when Am Yisrael, the holy nation, overcomes this and they amplify their emunat haRatzon, their belief in the will of Hashem, ad shemitbatel kocham, until their power is nullified, meaning the wicked, the evil animals, the bad animals, meaning the philosophers of nature, as yeshuvu hema elenu vitkayem, then they will come back to us. These chayot ra'ot, these bad animals, will come back to us, and then we'll have the pasuk what it says in Isaiah 11, vegar zev im keves, that you'll have a wolf living with a sheep, v'ne'amer im gdi, and a leopard with a lamb, right? Kidbatlu ahezakot v'arogez v'idrabe shalom. At that moment, when it becomes clear to everybody that Hashem is behind everything and that Hashem provides all of the sustenance, then all of the damage, all of the pain, all of the anger will be nullified, and there will be an increase of shalom in the world, which is the aspect of Ratzon. Sha'kol mirutzim zeim ze, that everybody is happy with one another. Ratzon, right, is I want. If I say I'm mirutzim imcha, I'm okay with you, I'm happy with you, I want to be around you, I want for you, I want it to be good for you. That's how everybody's going to be. Meaning, the wolf and the sheep, they'll want to be together. The Jew that has full emunah in Hashem could be with a person that doesn't have the highest level of emunah in Hashem. And it shouldn't be a contradiction. And then you get to what we said in the beginning, that foreign people will come and shepherd your flock. Meaning they'll do your work for you. That's when you have a lot of peace. Again, peace is two opposites coming together to make two or more opposites. Not necessarily opposites, but different ideas coming together to make one unified idea. We don't need everybody to be Jewish. We don't need everybody to be on the same level, acting the same way. But we do need everybody to connect to Hashem and to know that Hashem is the source of blessing. And when we have that, when we can get everybody to come underneath that consciousness, then that's what's called peace. Shalom. That we all know it's coming from Hashem. That even all of the foreign people in the world will be able to recognize the greatness of Hashem and the greatness of Am Yisrael, that Hashem chose us to be His nation. And everybody will come to be busy with our work. Ki yavinu sheze kol tachlitam. They'll understand that this is their whole entire purpose. Al ken misayimim berkat kohanim v'yasem lecha shalom. Therefore we finish the blessing of kohanim with Hashem shall give you peace. The end all be all of having ratzon, having a desire, having a will, is that there should be love and peace in this world. What does this mean? A lot of times you'll hear online that the Jews believe that we're going to have thousands of slaves when Mashiach comes. Here's the inner aspect of what's being said there. It's not that we're people seeking slaves and we all want to have now 2,000 people that we're in charge of. And if you understood how Jewish slavery works, the slave is more important than the master even, right? And he's deserving of rights that are most of us wouldn't mind getting those rights as without being slaves. So what is the inner aspect of what we're saying? It's what we say here. Right now you have a fact and you have a reality where Jews are doctors and scientists and politicians and in the media and every facet of life, banking, teaching, everything you could think of in the world, Jews are busy doing it. Mechanics, sewage, printing, any job. You have Jews like everybody else doing work. But if we were chosen to be Hashem's representative in this world and to reveal God in this world, so don't we already kind of have a job that doesn't involve being a doctor, being a lawyer, being any of these other things? We have a job. Our job is to be godly people that reveal God in the world. But so then why aren't we doing it? Because there was a curse when Emunah and the Emunah of our clarity of what we want in life was blemished. That was the eating in the garden of the fruit, the forbidden fruit. And since that happened, we have to now work and get all of our bread and our sustenance from a backwards place that involves a lot of depression and sadness and hard work and sweat of the brow. Because it's not what we're meant to be doing. We're meant to be putting that same effort inside of the Torah to spread that message in the world. And that would be our job. What does peace look like in the world? What does having grace look like in the world? What is understanding that Hashem provides everything for you? If we can clarify it, us as a Jewish nation, how much Hashem wants us to be attached to Him and to do His will, we would get to a point that we understand that Hashem is going to provide for us no matter what we do. That would give us so much grace that the non-Jews would look at us and say, whoa, this is what a Jew looks like when he's doing what he's meant to be doing? When he's just learning Torah and praying and connecting all day long to a source and then spreading that light in the world? This is what it looks like? What do, Mr. Jew? Oh, you're a roofer? Okay, I'm going to take over you. I'm going to do the roofing for you. It's not a slave if I take a person and make them my slave. We're going to come to a level of understanding in the world that everybody in the world, the Jews and the non-Jews, will understand that the Jews are Hashem's chosen people, meaning that they have an obligation to focus on Torah and mitzvot and avodah in order to spread those ideas to the world. And when the Jews understand that, and the non-Jews understand that, then the non-Jews are willingly going to take over the mundane physical work that needs to be done in this world to allow the Jews the mental capacity to focus on the spiritual work that needs to be done in the world. And then we'll have actual peace. Actual peace. We won't need to act like them. They're not trying to act like us. Everybody knows their place. And there's peace. It's just peace. Imagine if the heart had to act like feet all day long. If the heart of your body thought that it needed to be a foot. And then one day it realizes, no, I'm a heart. And the foot realizes, no, you're a heart. I want you to be a heart. Go back to the chest and be a heart. And let me be the foot. Let me be the hand. Let me be the one that does the work. You focus on pumping blood to the whole entire being. That's what we're talking about here. We need to get to a point where the non-Jews realize the Jews need to be learning Torah all day long. We also need to realize that. When we get there, then we'll have true peace in the world. And we'll be able to have everybody doing the right thing. The Jews spreading the light of Hashem, and the rest of the world receiving it and absorbing it and going and doing all the work that needs to be done for themselves and for others. Because that's what is meant to be. That's what's meant to be. Zat Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to everybody. Before we get off, maybe it's worth saying, this parasha starts with a very, very deep secret. Vayidaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, Neso et rosh b'nei Gershon, gam hem levet avotam le'mishpichotam. Neso et rosh b'nei Gershon. Lift up the heads of those that feel like they've been divorced. Those that feel like they were pushed away. They were megurash, they got pushed out. Even those people, we have to lift their heads up. Even people that feel that they've been rejected by Torah, by rabbis, by the Jewish people, by Hashem, we have to lift up their heads. We have to take it back so that they understand that Hashem still wants them and that it's okay and they have a connection. We can't leave anybody behind. We can't leave anybody behind. We have to pray for everybody. We want everybody to come along and we have to lift up the heads. All of those that feel that they've been pushed out. Shabbat Shalom.